And now the feature. Today is the first in a new series in the evening news about local faith groups. Daniel Bardsley visited a mosque with an unusual history. Daniel Bardsley's article is read by David Potton.
From the outside, few would realise that a 19th century building that overlooks Chapelfield Gardens from a spot beside Chantry Road attracts hundreds of Muslim devotees every Friday. Indeed, with its large Gothic arch windows topped by a small circular stained glass window, at first glance it looks more like a chapel than a mosque. Perhaps only the green colour of the front door and the two small windows on each side give any indication of what lies inside. For close to four decades, the Isan Mosque has been a focal point for many in Norwich's Muslim community, and today draws in as many as 350 men and women on the Muslim holy day. Those who come to worship in the simple but elegantly decorated prayer hall, which feels much larger inside than would be expected from seeing the building's facade, represent a large mixture, according to Utman Ibrahim Morrison, the mosque's education officer. If you think of the main Muslim heartlands, we have representatives from all of them, from the Arabs to the Albanians to the Turks and a sprinkling of Sudanese, he said. What makes the mosque especially notable, however, is that many of the people who set it up and continue to be associated with it do not trace their ancestry to the Islamic world. Instead, they are people who, like Mr. Ibrahim Morrison, converted to Islam. When the centre was founded in 1977 in a former school building, it was thought to be the first mosque set up by converts in Britain. The hardcore community, as we refer to it, didn't consist of more than about 50 to 60 people at that time. The families, largely, of people who had become Muslims, Americans, English and other Europeans, who had converged here, said Mr. Ibrahim Morrison. The journey that led to the setting up of the mosque in Chapelfield East began in the unlikely location of a squat in Maida Vale, London, where a place of worship was formed by converts to Islam. Many of these founders were among a group of hippies, misfits and strangers, as they were once described, who had made trips to Morocco to explore their faith and learn from an Islamic teacher. When they were ultimately forced to relocate the mosque, they chose a Norfolk village, Wood Dalling, as a home. These founders did not always find life easy in this quiet village 16 miles northwest of Norwich, discovering they were not cut out for country life, according to Mr. Ibrahim Morrison. They headed for the nearest urban oasis, which was Norwich, he said. To start off with, the community rented their place of worship, but were able to buy the building beside Chapelfield Gardens thanks to the generosity of a benefactor who stipulated that the mosque take the name Isan. It was later in the 1990s that a second wave of converts arrived at the mosque and swelled the ranks of worshippers. Like the initial group, these people were mostly converts to Islam, but rather than being white Europeans or Americans, they were largely of Afro-Caribbean descent. Mr. Ibrahim Morrison was among them. He had a Christian background, having been born in London to Jamaican parents, but converted to Islam in his late 20s, after taking inspiration from figures such as the boxer Muhammad Ali. Although the Isan Mosque is Norwich's oldest, there are other mosques locally catering to a population of Muslims in the city, thought to number around 3,000. In Rose Lane, there is the East Anglian Islamic Centre, which has strong-lit ties to the city's long-standing Bangladeshi community, while Dereham Road is the location of the Norfolk and Norwich Muslim Association. There is also a Muslim place of worship at the University of East Anglia. Mr. Ibrahim Morrison feels that the Isan Mosque, given that it was largely founded and sustained by people like himself, who have converted to Islam and do not trace their heritage to the Islamic world, is uniquely placed to offer a vision of what role the religion can have in Western society. We're not pretending to be British Muslims or Western Muslims. We are that thing by the reality of who we are. It's not an ideological position, said the 58-year-old Mr. Ibrahim Morrison, who works as a book proofreader and editor and as a teacher of English as a foreign language. Numerically, we're not that much of a presence. But culturally, we are a presence. It's an international focal point and something that's unique to Norwich. In terms of Islam and the West, we demonstrate what it is. Islam could still make a really important contribution, as happened in the past, in terms of this Western culture making sense of itself and giving itself more options in terms of the future.